When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for tuning in today. Hope you're doing well wherever you are in the world. Hope you're working on something that's important to you. If you get off track, just try to find your way back to that North Star. I always think of it as doing more of what matters. And of course, you're the person who decides what matters to you. Your answer could be different from mine or from anybody else. So it's just good to think, you know, what really matters to me and how can I do more of that? How can I do less of the things that kind of drag me down or drain my energy or just, you know, kind of feel purposeless, right? We all want to do more of what's purposeful. So I make this podcast as a quick 5 to 10 minute encouragement for you every day, hopefully some practical help as well. And in today's episode, we're going to tackle a question from Carlos, who is in the exciting but uncertain phase of considering whether to transition his freelance web design side hustle into a full-time business. We'll discuss what to consider when deciding if it's time to take the leap, as well as how to navigate that transition. And this conversation is going to offer some guidance for anyone thinking about turning their side hustle into their main gig. Or maybe if you just want to do that sometime in the future, right? It's always good to plan ahead or at least to dream. So let's look at the question, when's the right time to scale up? It's coming up after this quick message from our sponsor.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there, I'm Carlos from Austin. I came across your podcast while browsing for business tips online. I've been working on my side hustle, a freelance web design service, for a while now, and it's starting to gain some traction. I'm considering quitting my day job, but I'm unsure about the timing. How do I know when it's the right time to scale up or consider transitioning my side hustle into a full-time business without jeopardizing my current job and financial stability? I just want to make sure I'm making the right decision for my future.
Carlos, first of all, congratulations on the side hustle gaining traction. That is awesome and exciting. And of course, deciding when to transition into a full-time business can be a tough call, but it's a good place to be in, right? So normally in this situation, you know, I would give like 3 to 4 factors or maybe a few different questions to ask. Let's simplify just for the sake of progress, because I just realized, by the way, this is episode 2300 of the podcast, 2300. We've come a long way, and it's great to hear from people like Carlos who are in this place. So to simplify and make it 2 factors, first factor is financial stability. Like, you want to make sure you have that solid financial safety net. This includes having a consistent income from your side hustle that meets or exceeds your current expenses, maybe some savings to cover any unexpected expenses. And also, as part of that financial stability, just a general belief that if you put some more time into this, it can actually generate some more money, right? Which is good. Now, the second factor here is, what do you want to do? Like, your own motivation, your own personal motivation, your desire. And in this case, for Carlos, it sounds like he knows what he wants. You know, he just wants to make sure. But for him, and maybe some other listeners as well, a simple visualization exercise can help. Now, what do I mean by that? It's actually really simple. Just imagine that you no longer have to go to your day job. just take a moment and see, like, what does that feel like? Like, if I don't have to go to my day job, I can work on what I want. You know, does that make me feel excited? Maybe a little bit nervous. That's kind of normal. But does it, you know, does it feel purposeful, to go back to what I said at the beginning of the episode? Does it feel like, oh, that would be doing something that matters? You know, I think pay attention to those two factors above all, like your own motivation and financial stability. If you've got both of those, then that's the time, or at least that's the time to plan for it. And if you don't, then maybe that's the time to say, okay, it's a great side hustle. Let me keep running it as a side hustle, but I'm not going to go all in. There's all kinds of different ways to do this. You know, that's what's beautiful about this world of side hustles and projects and, you know, creating financial stability in general, whether it's through this particular project or something else. There's just so many options. So I'm proud of Carlos and everybody else out there who's taking action on their goals, turning inspiration into action, let's say. And if you have a question, by the way, I should mention, of course, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them each week. We're not done. Episode 2301 coming out tomorrow and then counting on from there. Thank you so much for tuning in, making this part of your world. I'm grateful for that. And I hope you'll keep listening. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.